Michael, thanks so much for popping in. I've been told we have a double barrel.
Yeah, double feature this morning.
Double feature. That's exciting.
Yeah, we'll start with the film that probably most people are talking about. It's called Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. You might have noticed a poster or two in the odd ad on television.
Dinosaurs, yes.
Dinosaurs, yes. Everybody loves those. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom stars Bryce Dallas Howard, daughter of Ron, Chris Pratt, star of the previous Jurassic World film, and Guardians of the Galaxy, those sort of films. Rafe Spall, James Cromwell, star of Babe, B.D. Wong, and yes, Jeff Goldblum makes an appearance in this one. If you've seen the Jurassic films before, you'll remember Jeff was in the very first one, and maybe the second one as well. Look, this one's directed by J.A. Bayona. He directed The Impossible a few years ago now. It was nominated for an Academy Award. This film is set 4 years after Jurassic World was closed down because humans couldn't stop meddling with nature. And surprise, surprise, nature turned on them. Owen, played by Chris Pratt, and Claire, played by Bryce Dallas Howard, are talked into returning to Isla Nublar to rescue the dinosaurs from an active volcano by the Lockwood Foundation.
That would solve all your problems?
You'd think so. But apparently the Lockwood Foundation's motives aren't that altruistic.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Look, if you've seen the first four or possibly five Jurassic films, you'll recognise some very familiar themes, mainly because it's exactly the same storyline. If you did like a DNA test on it, you'd find that this was pretty much a clone, actually. Man, and it usually is man, messes with nature. Nature fights back. And chaos ensues.
Fun times.
I think I pretty much summed this film up. Yeah, if you wanted to carbon date the story, it would probably go back to 1993, the original. Yes, a terrifying new dinosaur has been created for this film.
Another dinosaur.
An Indosaurus, but they did that in the last film as well.
Yeah, they had like the
Indominus Rex. This one's just the Indoraptor or something. Anyway.
Big dinosaur.
It was huge and it was nasty. The main things that I noticed from this film is that Bryce Dallas Howard's character, Claire, had, and her choice of footwear. She's moved into the sensible shoes for this one.
Oh, good.
Was no she more running around in 4-inch heels this time.
Nice. Feminism.
Though Bryce Dallas Howard does maintain that that was a choice her character did make in the original film and she was determined to stick with it.
Okay.
Another thing that I noticed, a reptile with a brain the size of an egg or possibly smaller is actually able to respond to commands and somehow not consume its former trainer or Claire or small children whilst indiscriminately killing everyone else it comes in contact with.
That's smart.
Go figure. I don't know how it does it.
Giant dog.
Yeah, another thing to be aware of, James Cromwell's dreadful British accent.
Oh, no.
A good chunk of this film was even shot in the UK. Couldn't they just find a British guy, an old British guy to cast for this one?
No, we need this specific non-British guy.
I don't know what his connection to this film is and why he had to be in it. Other things that I noticed, it had a not nearly enough Jeff Goldblum.
Now, he's everyone's super favourite awkward uncle white man.
That's it.
Got it. Yep. Okay, yep.
Not nearly enough of him for the Jeff Goldblum fans out there. And a Planet of the Apes style ending, which I thought was a bit of a rip-off, really. Anyway, lots of reptile dysfunction in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. But like I said, the storyline really is an old fossil. We'll move on.
All right. What else have we got?
Brother's Nest.
Brother's Nest. This one I haven't heard of.
No, this is an Australian. Yeah, well, because it's an Australian film. It stars Clayton and Shane Jacobson, Kim Gingell, Lynette Curran, Sarah Snook. It's directed by Clayton Jacobson, who, like I said, stars in it. If you're expecting to see something like Kenny, think again. If you don't know Kenny, Kenny was a 2006 comedy about a guy who fixes portaloos.
I never saw it, but I vaguely remember it.
Yeah, think again. You're going to be in for a bit of a shock. In this one, Shane and Clayton Jacobson, they play Terry and Jeff, two brothers plotting to murder their stepfather to ensure they receive their mother's inheritance, an old house in country Victoria. Now, Jeff seems to have come up with the perfect plan, but Terry, played by Shane, is starting to have second thoughts and doubts about the plan. Now, whilst there aren't, you know, being a Jacobson film, there are some very, very dark comedic elements to this film, especially the absurdity of the plan and Jeff's eye for detail, which rubs right up against Terry's naivety. Brother's Nest, I'd describe more as a slow-burning psychological drama that will keep you hooked pretty much right through to the final act when everything that possibly could go wrong inevitably does, and the brothers' true natures and motivations are revealed. If you are looking for laughs, most of them do come in the first two-thirds of the film as the brothers banter between themselves, and it's really interesting to actually watch two brothers, Clayton and Shane Jacobson, playing brothers. Obviously, their chemistry is pretty good. They've had a lot of practice at it for, you know, 40 to 50 years, these two. My favourite part of this film was actually watching the transformation of the character of Jeff, played by Clayton, over the course of the film. His character sort of opens up like layers of an onion.
And,
you see, yes, no, it's you, and you need to watch everything he does very, very closely. Brothers Nest, it's rated MA, and it is about a murder, so yes, you can expect some violence, but I just describe it more as shocking violence rather than gratuitous. Who gets murdered? You'll just have to watch and find out. Clayton Jacobson, as director, has created a nastily entertaining little nest for you here. I have a lot of brotherly love for this film. It's clever and dark at times, and Brothers Nest is darkly, darkly funny.
Michael, thanks so much.
Pleasure.